Hello, Audioboo. It's after midnight here in the UK, so it's time for October Day 12. Name a cover that you think is better than the original. Yes, Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. I know most of you probably hate this song. I actually like it. It's one of my guilty pleasures. That one and, what's that other stupid Britney song? That other stupid song that she does. Yes. But I know it's not considered a very good song. And I heard a few years ago a pretty amazing version of this. You had enough? God, this is so daggy. But I think it's a fun song, actually. Oh, I'm trying to remember what the other Britney song I like is. It's in the tip of my tongue. What's that other Britney song that I like? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. No, I hate that part. I love this part, actually. Okay, that's ridiculous. All right, no. I didn't even know that was part of the song. Anyway, I will pause this and we'll find the version that I think is actually better. Most of you are probably saying that wouldn't be too hard, but it's actually a pretty special version. Hang on. All right, I found the cover. And I actually really like it. I mean, yeah, the original's a bit of a guilty pleasure, but the cover, I actually really like. See how many of you know this? Something wasn't right here. Oh, pretty baby, I should have let you go.
It's not the way I planned. So show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now. It's because my loneliness is killing me. And I must confess, I still believe, still believe. If I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Now give me a sign and hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know?
I don't know if you know it. It's Travis, which is very appropriate because they are Scottish. And it's from a live performance. I think they also put it as a bonus on... I don't know if they put it on The Man Who or...
It was definitely a B-side on some single releases of Why Does It Always Rain On Me. That's where I've heard it.
All right, I'm which is sure on The Man Who, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's... It may be on The Man Who, I don't know.
Maybe on the iTunes Deluxe Edition or something. No, I think Why Does It Always Rain On Me is from The Man Who.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's a great version. I actually think it gets a totally different meaning. I actually caught a lot of the words that I had no idea that Britney
That's quite common.
Said.
I've been finding it's quite common in covers. You'll hear the words a lot more clearly than the original.
Actually, I'm gonna do another one. I'm gonna do the one that I was originally going to do, I didn't do it.
So you get two for one.
So I'll be right back, and it's kind of like a similar thing. Hang on, let me. 36 seconds. Pause recording button. All right. So here's the second one that I chose. And I actually do like the original. It's not that I don't like the original. I just thought I'd, some covers, I'm sure that there's a lot of things that are going to be pretty obvious out there, but I thought I'd choose some covers that maybe not everybody knows. This is a song that, most of you will know. Don't know how many of you will know the cover, though. And it's a good song. Marvin Gaye. Sexual Healing.
I can't hold it much longer. It's getting stronger and get up, get up, let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, cause you do it right. Baby, I got sick this morning, a sea was storming inside me. Baby, I think I'm capsizing, the waves are rising and rising. And when I get that feeling, I won't say.
And so on and so forth. It's pretty much over. Now, I don't know if you guys know who covered this. And I'm actually going to play you the cover before I tell you who and what it is. You may recognize the voice, and you probably know the singer, but I don't know how many of you know that he covered this particular song. Okay, Marvin, are you done yet? It becomes boring, this one, after a while. I'll tell you, the cover isn't. Here you go. Pause this and find the cover.
16 minutes and your pause recording button.
Baby, I'm hot just like an oven. I need some loving. When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing, baby, makes me feel so fine. Help to relieve my mind. Sexual healing, baby, is good for me. Sexual healing is something that's good for me. Whenever blue teardrops are falling and my emotional stability is leaving me, there is something I can do. I can get on the telephone and call you a baby. Honey, I know you'll be there to relieve me. The love you give to me will free me. If you don't know the things you're dealing, I can tell you, darling, that it's sexual healing. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, cause you do it right. Baby, I got sick this morning, the sea was storming inside of me. Baby, well I think I'm capsizing, the waves are rising and rising. And when I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing, baby, is good for me. Makes me feel so fine. Such a rush, help to relieve my mind. And it's good for us. Sexual healing, baby. sexual. Healing is something that's good for me.
Got sick this morning, storming inside of me, capsizing. I think he's pregnant. Anyway, that was Neil Finn, the lead singer of Crowded House, for those of you who know, from New Zealand, but quite world famous, doing a cover of Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing. I actually think it's shorter than the original, and I think it's better. It's a bit more kind of, again, you get the words, and I don't know, it drives a bit more. I think it's, you know, nicer.
The thing about that cover is it's from a series of recordings called Andrew Denton's Musical Challenge. And what they did was that they got well-known performers to do songs outside their usual genre. There's a lot of very interesting covers on those because you've got people doing things they wouldn't normally do.
Well, there's another cover that Neil Finn did that I actually really like, but I don't know that I like it more than the original. I think I like it just as much as the original, but in a different way.
Mm.
He does a cover of Billie Jean, and I don't know, I mean, Billie Jean's a good song.
It's a good cover, though.
And it's a good cover, and almost tempted to play that one for you.
I'm about to start doing these myself, and I was thinking about one or two covers from this series as well, so it'll be interesting to see what I end up doing.
So, yeah. Let me just give you a few lines of Billie Jean, just a little bit of a taste, and then you can go and look for it. Pause recording.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who dance on the floor in the round. She said, I am the one who dance on the floor in the round. She told me her name was Billie Jean, and she caused a scene. Every her turn with eyes that dreamed of being the one who dance on the floor in the round. Ooh, ooh, ooh. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Ooh. And mother always told me, be careful who you love. Be careful what you do, cause the lie becomes the truth, yeah. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who thinks that I am the one. Let me dance on the floor in the round. Says I am the one, but the kid is not my son. For 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord was on her side. But who can stand when she's in demand? Her schemes and plans. Cause we danced on the floor in the round. So take my strong advice. Just remember to always think twice. So people always told me, be careful of what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. She came and stood right by me. The smell of sweet perfume has happened much too soon. And she called me to a room, yeah. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one. But the kid is not my son. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one. But the kid is not my son. Yeah, Billie Jean is not my lover.
Oh, Yes, well, what about the last verse, though? I don't think he did the last verse. And once again, and Billie Jean actually is one of the songs that I actually never quite understood what Michael Jackson was saying. And the thing is, with Michael Jackson is, you know, he's got lots of talent, but diction is not one of them. I find his diction, especially in the in that album, Thriller, more than any other album, really hard to understand. I don't know if it's deliberate a little bit. I don't know, because things like Off the Wall, I find it a bit easier. Certainly on the album Bad, you know, there's things that are easier to understand. But a lot of songs on Thriller are hard, really hard to understand. So, yeah, well, I gave you the whole cover, Neil Finn and Billie Jean. I'm sure that's all more than you all bargained for, certainly more than I bargained for. Be back tomorrow. Pause recording.